Can I have all the kids and the kids at heart up here? Come on up. Teddy, Rye. I feel like I was going to sit there. No, it's okay. It's okay. Sit here. So this morning I want to talk to you about the difference between feeling scared and being afraid. Did you guys listen really carefully to that story that Brian read? Yeah? Well, I'm not going to talk about that one. There's this pretty great story this morning that comes from the Hebrew scriptures from a book called Joshua. And the book is called Joshua because it's about Joshua. Wait, it's not from Joshua, is it? It's from Exodus. But it's about Joshua. Joshua comes after. Does anybody know who Joshua was? Well, here's the deal. We're safe because I do. Does anyone know who Moses was? Moses? Anybody? Moses? Anybody out there? So if we remember this story, there's a story about Moses. Moses leads the people of Israel out of? No, not Bethlehem. Egypt, right, Egypt. Moses leads the people of Israel out of Egypt. Well, you can put your hand down. We'll get to you. We're going to get to you. He leads them out of Egypt. And then what do they do? What do they do right after they get out of Egypt? They wander the desert for 40 years. Is that what you were going to say? You're right. Yeah. They wander around the desert for 40 years. They never really settle down. But they're moving through the desert because God has told Abraham and all the people who have come since Abraham, all the way to Moses, Teddy, all the way to Moses, bud, that Israel is going to enter into a land of promise, a land of milk and honey, kind of like our valley here, a really great place where they can call home that will just be theirs. Just theirs, Teddy. And so where we are in the story is they're finally there. They're like right outside. It's sort of like they're at the top of the pass. Yonder lies, not Jackson Hole, the land of milk and honey, right? Yonder lies the land of milk and honey, and that's theirs. God takes Moses up to that high place. And he says, Moses, here it is. Here it is, bud, this land that you've been thinking about all your entire life, the land that all of your ancestors will live in, it's right there. But here's the deal, Moses. I got some good news and some bad news. Good news is, there it is. Everyone you know is going to live in that place. Moses is like, yeah, what's the bad news? What's the bad news? You play Moses. What's the bad news? Say, what's the bad news?
What's the bad news?
The bad news is, Moses, you're not going to make it in there. You're not going in. You're going to die before that happens. And then Moses dies right there. But Moses is a really savvy leader, right? Right, Malia? Uh-huh. Right. Yeah, Moses is a really savvy leader. And so for all of Moses' late life, as Moses got old, he's been working with this guy named Joshua. Joshua's son of Nun. Joshua, whose dad was named Nun. And Joshua is a great leader, and he's also a courageous soldier. And so he's defended Israel as they've been wandering around the desert and fighting battles and trying to settle in places. And now Israel is teed up. They're right on top of the pass there, right? They're looking down into the valley where they're going to come live. But how does everybody feel?
Good.
No, they don't feel good. What?
Scared.
Yeah, they feel scared. They're really scared.
People, they cry.
What was that?
Sometimes people cry.
Yeah, when people feel scared, they cry. That's right. Yeah, so they feel very scared. Which, and that's normal, right? Anybody here ever feel scared? I do. A lot. Yeah, that's right. We're going to get to that part. Just push the pause button on that, because that's right. So here they are. They're all teed up. They're ready to go in, but they're feeling scared. Other people live in that land of promise, that land of milk and honey down there in that valley. They don't quite know how they'll get along with them, or if they don't get along with them, how they might boot them out so they can move in. So they're feeling very scared. And Joshua, Moses has died, and Joshua is now the leader of these people. And this is his moment. Has anyone ever had a moment? Has there been a time in your life where you're like, I'm in the exact right place at the exact right time? Have you ever felt like that? Maybe when you're crossing the threshold of kindergarten, you've got preschool in the rearview mirror. You're like, I've arrived. Well, that's how Joshua feels at this moment. And he knows it's his job to lead Israel into the land of promise. And yet people are scared. And so he uses this thing called a metaphor. It's a symbol. And he says, like, we have God. You know God, right? We talk about God here. Yes. Y'all know that? We have God. And then there are these other gods too. You know what these other gods are that he's talking about? Do you? Yeah, what? Yeah, so they're like these deep feelings that we have that are negative feelings. It's not like feeling scared, but it's like being afraid when that just really penetrates every ounce of your body and it dictates how you might live in the world, how you might stroll into that kindergarten class, or how you might enjoy your family together. And so in this moment, Joshua is saying, you have a choice. You can go the way we have been going faithfully, where God and where we as a community, all of us, see, I told you it would come back, right? All of us together are helping one another. So when we feel scared and that other person hugs us, when we feel united and it's a little bit bigger moment and it's kind of a movement for us, and then we're not afraid anymore. So what Joshua is saying is, we can keep going with this God who has been so incredibly loving to us, so faithful to us, and has penetrated all our life together and kept us safe as we wandered around the desert for 40 years. Or if you want to, you can go with those other gods, those things like fear and anger and frustration, not the feelings that we have, but how that like manifests in a person's life and kind of takes them over. And so what Joshua says, this is his moment. Remember, it's his moment. He's full of courage. He's acting in the face of fear. And he says, does anybody remember from the reading? I remember. I'll tell you. It's one of the most powerful lines in all of Scripture. He says, as for me and my house, he says, I don't know what the rest of you are going to do. Not really sure what y'all decide. It's totally up to you. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we're going with God. As for me and my house, we're going to stay faithful to the God that has stayed faithful to us, to the one who's kept us safe, to the one who's kept us on the move, to the one who has finally delivered us to this incredible place to live. Pretty powerful story. Have any of you ever heard somebody say something that was courageous? And you know, when they say that thing, like as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Or they say, I don't know about you. I don't know what you are going to do, but I'm going to point my skis down this run and go for it. What does that do to you? It inspires you. Exactly. Right? We would say courage, facing your fear, is contagious. It spreads. It helps us to become a stronger person, and it helps us to become a stronger group. So this story that we have about Joshua and about Israel is about a people's decision not to be afraid, not to live in fear. Now, don't hear what I'm not telling you. Let me ask the question again. Anybody ever felt scared? Yeah. Feeling scared is totally normal. When the lights go out tonight, you think somebody might feel a little bit scared?
Yeah.
Yeah, right? It happens. It's totally normal. Yeah, I feel scared when the lights go off too, especially when I was your size. I'm with you, 100%. Yeah, no, and here's the deal. When the lights go off and you feel afraid, other than the lights going back on, what makes that fear go away? Yeah, hugs and kisses. And what's that in a more tangible way? Like mom, dad, brother, sister, right? You're not alone anymore, right? Batman?
Batman.
No, Teddy, not Batman. You and I were like this all the way through the sermon, and then right at that moment, phew, just like, you zigged, I zagged, didn't, you know. We're working our way back though. I think we're going to make it. So here's the deal. There's a difference between feeling scared and being afraid. It's normal to feel scared. It's not so normal to be afraid, to live in fear. And now we know of at least one way not to be afraid. What is that again? It's not Batman. What? Finley, give it to me.
Together.
Yeah. We come together, right? Nobody gets through this life alone, right? We need each other. Not even Batman, Teddy. Not even Batman. Batman has Robin. Right? Yeah. And Alfred. Yeah. So when we feel scared, what might we do?
Hug someone.
Hug someone. Or get a hug from someone. Or, yeah.
Hug your blankets.
Hug your blankets, especially if they're attached to another living human being. Right?
I snuggle with my mom.
You snuggle with your mom. That's right. We all snuggled with our moms whenever we could, right? Yeah, what's another?
Sleep.
Well, yeah, sort of. Okay, you could just put yourself to sleep, right? And that might work. But what Joshua is trying to inspire Israel to do, and the message that we get is to stick together. You got that? Think you can do that? I think you can. Thanks for listening. Amen.
Amen.